Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tracy Zarnick, special education teacher at Mid Prairie, about Autism Awareness Month.
Tracy, what's autism?
Autism is a developmental disorder that affects communication and different social interactions with people. Really, their brain just is wired differently than ours. So most of them do not have intellectual disabilities and are very intelligent in different areas. They just don't really see the world the same as you and I without autism do.
Well, and do we know what causes it?
You know, there's a lot of theories and ideas behind it, but we don't really know for sure, no.
Over the years, I've met a lot of different people with autism, and it seems that the range of how well they do in communication with society is extreme. Everybody from, you know, almost no communication whatsoever to people that seem to do just, you know, pretty darn well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, just like you and I are very different, people who have autism are very different, too. And like you said, some, you know, can't communicate much at all, while others, you can hardly even tell that they have autism.
And so what are some of the common misconceptions about autism?
I think, you know, some of the big ones would be things like that they have some sort of intellectual disability and that they can't, you know, go to college or, you know, have good jobs. That's very untrue. I know a lot of people with autism who have gone to colleges and are very successful in their jobs. I think other people have kind of a misconception that they're all like Rain Man from the movie, where they can, you know, count things. And while there are some that have skills like that, not all of them do.
Well, and maybe they have skills, some of them have skills that the way our society is, we don't tap into it, or there's not an opportunity for them to use them. Is that a possibility?
Oh. Exactly, yeah. And it just takes, you know, the right person or situation to kind of tap into those skills and find them and get it out of them. You know, a lot of them, because of some of the communication deficits that they have skills that we're not even able to access in some ways.
Mm-hmm. And so a kind, caring person might be able to find out what those skills are.
Exactly, yeah. And help them reach those skills to their highest potential.
Well, some of the people that I've met with autism, it's, you know, it's hard to tell they even have it, and I can communicate with them very, very well. But I don't think I'm the only one that, let's say that a person that we encounter, say, frequently in our lives, seems to have real serious difficulties interacting with other people other than their immediate family. And I don't really know what to do, how to approach the situation. I don't know whether I'm, you know, approaching, oh, the individual, I'm being, you know, intrusive, or am I perhaps not, you know, engaging with them enough? How do I know, and our other listeners that might encounter this situation, how do we know how to proceed, you know, with somebody with that's having real problems communicating? I feel guilty ignoring them, but I don't know what to do. It's not that they don't know what to do. It's that I don't.
Right. And I think sometimes it's easy then just to maybe ignore them or not, you know, approach them to try to communicate. I think, you know, being patient and giving them time, a lot of times they want to communicate back, but just kind of have to put their thoughts together or build their confidence so that they can. Sometimes they may not talk back, but really like to be talked to. And even just watching some of their social cues, like, you know, just because they're not looking at you, they may, if they, you know, are engaging at all, that means they appreciate your conversation and want you to continue. And sometimes just following the lead maybe of the people who are with them, and those people are able to help. I think sometimes it appears like other people are, you know, maybe staring or avoiding, when really there just is that unsureness of how to communicate with them.
So we just need to watch and then engage the way that people that know and care about them do.
I think that's really helpful. And, you know, just continuing to try. They may not respond back to you the first time, but sometimes it's a comfort thing, too. A lot of times people with autism don't like, you know, things that are new or changes in their schedules or routines. So the more that they get to know you, the more they will open up to you, too.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Tracy Zarnick, special education teacher at Mid Prairie. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.